Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Kevill Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
So we're here in Moss End.
That's right, it's you're in Moss End restaurant.
Moss End.
What's the name mean?
Is Moss End, the mean is the base, which is the foundation.
We're here at I in our A to Z of London. But you're typically Iranian food, you're Iranian yourself?
I am Iranian, yeah. I'm come from Iran actually, yeah. Yes. We come from originally, is my town is Arad.
And when did you move to London?
In 1995, actually. After 1 year, we opened this restaurant.
Can I ask why you moved to London?
Well, in that time, we are a little bit difficult in that situation, as you know.
And how did you find it, running a Iranian restaurant in London?
The Iranian people, they are very hospitality for their guests, really. And when somebody comes to their house, they do whatever they have in house, they bring it on the table.
Important
the food is important
of
part
Iranian
of that.
Culture.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is every Iranian man a good cook?
More or less, not really.
I mean, it is incredibly hot in here, and that probably has something to do with the fact that everything seems clad in stainless steel. There's fire coming out of almost every object in here. I can count 12. Gas griddles, there's a huge rice pot, there's this kind of 2 meter long mangal, which is a kind of gas powered barbecue. So it's no surprise really that it's well, this is like an oven. It's a wonderfully organized kitchen.
Everything's marinated.
I was going to say, it looks like it. Yeah. What's it marinated in?
I cannot tell you the whole
thing. Is it secret?
Even me don't know, because
really?
Monson is in charge.
Okay.
The guy yourself. So, but generally it's kind of saffron. Saffron is a very, very traditional...
Yeah. Which gives it the lovely yellow colour.
Yellow, and the flavour is very lovely. Yogurt, salt, pepper. The chicken off the bone is only chicken breast.
Right.
But chicken on the bone is the whole chicken.
Which do you prefer?
Chicken on the bone is my favourite.
Better flavour.
It is.
Yeah,
it's really tasty. The very thin layer of lamb back is also very nice. And minced one, which is really traditional. Also, grilled tomato served with every dishes.
Yes.
For vegetarian, we have okra stew.
Okay. And these skewers here, they're made of flat steel. Do they have a name?
It's called sikh.
Sikh.
In Iranian called sikh. That's right. Minced lamb with some onion and some spice. That's it.
And so it comes from the fridge and onto the grill, which is...
It's come...
Wow, this looks fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a huge griddle here. Does this have a name in Iran?
This is called mangal. Is that correct? Yeah, this is called mangal. Yeah.
And I guess when you're busy, this grill is covered
it's
in...
It's covered all... Yeah, that's
Well, my name is Mansour. I am Mansour. I work yesterday to cook kebab all the time.
So
and, we have different kebab, you know, the meat kebab, chicken kebab, and a lot more. So when I put it down, it comes to the hot iron again, and make inside cooking as well.
Okay.
So the other part is we have, I put it off again, understand?
He's just very delicately squeezing by hand, the meat onto each of the skewers. This guy obviously knows what he's doing.
Well, I'm professional in this case. I've worked a lot of time, you know, a long, long time now.
Yeah. This is certainly building my appetite.
Yeah. This is the best rice you can find in Iran, really.
Okay. Why is that?
Because the right cooking, the right temperature, and the right size of each rice. We put it in a big pan when the water is in, and after that we boil the rice with some salt and some oil for a few seconds.
Yeah.
We take it out, we put it in a big sieve,
as you see,
and put it cold water.
Right.
And you will see that the rice is half cooked. can try it.
Oh, interesting. It's
half cooked actually.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Yeah. And after that, when they want to make ready, they put it in a small pan, put it half an hour in a powerful fire, and they put the oil and the water together.
So you're cooking the rice in two stages.
That's right. And now you can try. It's very hot. Just a bit quicker. Try that one.
It's hot.
It's different.
It's less salty.
Yeah.
It's great rice. It's great rice. So what are you doing here exactly?
Bread, yeah. Really very special bread. Fresh.
What do you call this oven?
Tanur.
Oh, tanur. Does it take a long time to get
it? 1 minute,
maybe. But do you have to turn it on how many hours before you make it?
Always is on.
Always on?
Always.
You never turn it off?
No.
This is salad shirazi, which is the chopped cucumber, tomato, onion, with the peppermint, with the, some lime marinated with the lime actually. It's called salad shirazi.
And it looks very fresh. Is that to kind of refresh your mouth before
exactly.
you start eating the meat?
That's right. Yeah.
Hi. Salad shirazi.
She's my wife.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you. My name's Tom.
Oh, nice.
How do you do?
That's called sabzi, which is a combination of different fresh herbs. In Iran, we have more type of herbs, but in here, we have only tarragon, coriander, mint, and radish. So the traditional way of eating sabzi is with paneer, means cheese, and noon. So we usually put cheese on top of the bread. And you need to separate the leaves.
Quite laborious.
Yeah, it's very... and mint, coriander, all of them. So, and then roll it. Here you are. Okay, that's...
Straight in.
Have you been to Iran before, Al?
Never.
But you've eaten Iranian food before?
Mm. Never.
Just a natural technique.
And the most, which is the one of the traditional ones, if you don't mind, let me just put it a little bit down, this one.
Is this Iranian music?
That's the Iranian music, yeah. Most of the Iranian people has got a most, which is yogurt, which is combination of the yogurt with shallots, most and musir, or yogurt and cucumber. Starter, Iranian starter, which is sabzi, most and musir, and the aubergine, which is two kind of the number 13, 14, Mirza Qasimi and Kashko Bademjan. The Mirza Qasimi, one of the...
Can you say those again?
Is Mirza Qasimi.
My goodness. Okay.
Which is the smoked aubergine and the Kashko Bademjan is the fried aubergine. And the Mirza Qasimi, one of the most popular dish in north of Iran.
So what's been put on the table here?
This is minced lamb. Lamb fillet, chicken of the bone, grilled mutton.
The smokiness and the aubergine. I thought it was originally the bread that was smoky. It turned out to be the aubergine, but the reason I liked it is because it reminded me of the flatbread that we had in Afghanistan.
I'd love to know how they cook this rice. Mine always comes out in a sort of starchy ball of mush, and I've always got a soft spot for these gherkins. I do enjoy a gherkin.
Mark, have you ever been to Iran?
I haven't. Kazakhstan's kind of probably the closest I've got.
Food that you're eating now, similar.
Yeah, similar to Kazakhstan. Yeah, you'd sort of sign up, someone would say hello, and you'd be invited around the house, and then father-in-law would come, everyone else with about 40 people suddenly turn up, and the sheep would be killed and barbecued, and that would be it. You'd be there for the night.
The meat was really, really nice, really tender, and packed full of flavour. I was trying to pick out the different flavours in it, and I couldn't.
This was really kind of moist, marinated, but I think the herb sandwich was my favourite.
The herb sandwich for me was great.
So these three, my husband, his sister and Mohsen, these three is always there, and they started a couple of years ago, 16-17 years ago, together, and they are still together. So, and nothing changed. It's very cozy, It's a family running business and has the personality.
And is the food you cook, is that the sort of food you cook at home in Iran?
It is, yeah. Those are the, you know, day-to-day food that we have in.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.azlondonfood.com.